Greetings and salutations from freezing Niagara. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's minus 10 degrees. It's a hell of a lot warmer now than it has been. But man, I cannot wait until the spring. It's February, the month of love, and the perfect time to talk about making love to your customer. What, you say? Has she lost her mind? No, I'm not talking literal. Listen, you've all heard us talk about what I call our three-legged stool. Three legs: make love to your customer, have simple processes, be a fine, upstanding citizen. All underpinned by business is personal. Ah, see what I'm talking about? Last month, we talked about business is personal. This month, February, the month of love, Valentine's Day. Yes, we're going to talk about making love to your customer. See, there's a theme here. Yes, of course. I thought it was the perfect time to have a little bit of a chat about the true meaning behind my hyperbolic make love to your customer statement. Why? Because every single person has a completely different definition about it, a different feeling about what it means to be a customer. And of course, every single business person and entrepreneur that I talk to has a completely different profit understanding about what that means. So I wanted to put it in the context of five different ways to increase your profits. But of course, being the wimp that you all know I am, I have to put a disclaimer out immediately. Yeah, wait for it. This is just one person's opinion. And frankly, five items is not even a complete list. The only thing I have to back up any of my opinions is my track record. I can only tell you, I have had millions and millions and millions of dollars dropped to the bottom line of several businesses over several decades because of the results of executing on these opinions. And of course, I can't guarantee, oh God, I hate to say that you too will have millions and millions and millions fall on your profit line, because I don't know how big your business is, but I can guarantee you, you will have a big uptick in your profits. That I can probably guarantee you. Good execution on these ideas always gives you a big uptick. Okay, let's get started. Number one, your customers are all friends and family. Yep, even the ones that you don't know, even the ones that don't have your DNA, they're all friends and family, so treat them like that. Even better, treat them like royalty. From long before they're customers to when they are with you for 20, 30, 40 years, every single prospect, every single customer. And remember, they're all human beings. They're not bots, they're not chatbots, they're not IT things, they're not numbers, they're not anything more than human beings. And human beings have one thing in common. We're frail, yeah, but we crave acknowledgement. And acknowledgement is super easy and can be super inexpensive to give. And here is a cold fact. Acknowledgement, or you know that personal touch thing? That's what I'm talking about. It's become super rare. Super rare in business. So be the exception and stand out. Treat those customers of yours like royalty. Acknowledge them all better than any of your competition does. Acknowledge them and watch them stick to you like crazy glue. They'll stick to you faster and longer. They'll be with you forever. Second way to increase your profits. The words I and mine are not found anywhere in the word customer. The word me is found after custom. So in my opinion, that means the path to win the customer to my side is most definitely not short. It can be long. And what I've noticed, sometimes it's quite long. It's longer than what it was 10 years ago and even 20 years ago. There's always been a process involved. It's a dance. It's a dance of wooing, just like dating, and it sure as hell isn't hip-hop dancing. Custom means it fits the customer's timetable. Not yours, not mine, theirs. It is never about us. It's always about them. So be the exception in today's marketplace and accommodate the other person's timetable. You will get noticed, I promise. Because in today's marketplace, getting noticed is harder and harder. Being custom and allowing the other person to lead in either the dancing or the dating game gives you the edge. And do I have to really remind you that to win the game, you need an edge? No, I don't. I know. You know that. Number three, be honest at all times. You have heard it. I have heard it. Today's buzz phrase is all about being authentic. I gotta tell you, I don't really know what authentic means. When I hear that word, I think, oh, that's the difference between real and fake. And frankly, that doesn't tell me a damn thing anymore. I don't care about authentic. What I care about is honest. Honesty and integrity. Because I gotta tell you, there is nothing I hate more than a liar and a cheat, especially at my expense. I have had it with being taken advantage of. And I know, based on all the conversations that I've had with customers and real people, they have too. That is why, no matter what the circumstance, good, bad, ugly, just be honest. And yes, I understand that is a lot more difficult to do than it sounds. However, in the long run, it also separates you from everyone else. You stand out. And that's the name of the game. Number four, manage your customers' expectations. And I totally admit this is a toughie. Because you want to ensure that the customer dances happily at every single step along the way. And you don't want to walk away broke either. I get it. So here is where you really want to develop your manuals of what to say when certain situations arise. And I can hear some of you saying, I hate manuals. I am not good at writing things down. I don't believe in manuals. Okay, no problem. So this is where you need to empower your people. And if you hate the word empower as much as I do, then what you need to do is to share with your folks exactly how much power you're prepared to give them so they can work in your best interests. Here is where you and your folks must go learn how to behave active listening. Here is where you and your folks must be clear and precise about what exactly happens in the follow-up and follow-through of mechanisms in dealing with the customers from start to finish. And here is where you and your folks must be very clear about introducing, if something goes wrong, how do we stop it from ever happening again? That's called continuous improvement in my books, and it's way better than going after best in class and being excellent. As soon as you introduce continuous improvement, oh man, you just watch your results just go right through the roof. And your people are so desperate to shine for you. That's, to me, what empowerment is all about. Okay, and the last one, number five. We're still talking about how to find ways to increase your profits. Create with your team a scalable support system that seamlessly integrates technology and humans from the very beginning of the order intake process to the follow-up after the order is delivered at the end of the process. In simple English, the customer experience has to be flawless. And of course it can't be flawless because we're all human beings and we all make mistakes. So what you want to do is go for 98% perfection. What that means is you want to develop a mentality with your team of it's up to us to adjust our business to fit the customer's process if we're going to find and get the business, and then it's up to us to integrate the customer into our easy processes if we are to keep the business. It sounds easy, doesn't it? I know, and it's not. And I can hear some of you are releasing a long whoosh with a groan. What the hell are you trying to tell us, women? This is impossible. Let me tell you a secret. Rome was not built in a day. You know that. None of what I'm suggesting can be done in a day. I know that. But it doesn't take years and years either. It can be done in a couple of months. How? Each one of these is super easy with a plan broken into bite-sized pieces and then distributed and executed well. We here at Bulletproof, we're pretty awesome at helping you stay on track with things like this, especially when you're keen for more profit. Let me leave you with a parting thought. Treat the customer like you would want to be treated, period. Think about that this week. It's pretty profound. I wish you tons and tons of success over the next couple of weeks. I'll be coming to you shortly with the February Random Act of Business Kindness. Ta-ta for now. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.